I think I am the only adult entertainer, porn star, whatever, from Scarborough. There is no one else.
Is it something to be embarrassed about?
No. The way I see it is that everyone has a job. Before I did this, I was a care assistant and I was cleaning up poo and wee and sick and snot and all sorts of horrible things. But I did that and I wasn't ashamed of that. The way I always say it is I've gone from one care trade to another. You know, still care for people, still look after people.
How do you regard what you do? What sort of category would you put it in? Are you in the entertainment industry or are you in the sex therapy industry? Or
I'm in the porn industry. Whether you want to say it's therapy or whether you want to say it's entertainment is, I suppose, on the viewer, not the producer. Like, art is open to interpretation. You might write a story that, for you, is about one thing. I'll read it and tell you it's about a complete opposite. That's the beauty of art.
James, you got Jess into this.
Yeah.
Did you have any qualms about doing it?
Yeah, and I can understand how it could come across to people as sounding quite seedy. It was just one of those conversations that we had in bed and decided to actually go for it. I'm not a jealous person, so as far as Jess sleeping with other people went, that was never an issue. To me, sex and making love and love are all very different things, so I was never worried in that respect.
Well, it can. There are two things that people will think was: A, it sounds exploitative.
Yes.
And B, it also sounds, I don't know, like most blokes with their girlfriend, their partner, their wife would say, "This is us. I don't want anybody else to see you without any clothes on, let alone making love with other blokes on video."
But it's not making love.
What it is as soon as the cameras come on, there is a degree of acting. I would never put the adult industry on the same level as Hollywood or anything like that, but there is a degree of fantasy and acting. So to compare it to what a couple get up to in bed by themselves, you can't really. Like I said, they're very different things. So no, there was never any issues there as far as it sounding exploitive. Yeah, it does sound it, but then if you look at what we've done, I mean, we started 2.5 years ago, and off the back of that first ever shoot, which I had very little to do with other than organising it, we now own our own company, of which we own 50% each. So if I was going to exploit Jessica, I've really done a bad job.
What happens if you don't like your on-screen partner?
I don't do it.
You don't do it?
No.
As simple as that?
Simple as that. I have walked off sets before because I've not been comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just because, what, you didn't find him appealing? You didn't find him attractive?
That's not what bothers me. I connect with people on more of an intellectual level or more of a personal level rather than looks. It's more their level of professionalism. If they're acting like a 14-year-old schoolboy who's, "Oh, I'm awesome, I don't want to work with you."
Okay. Do your family know what you do?
My family know to an extent. I would never tell them, and they wouldn't want me to tell them exactly in detail what I do. My mum refers to it as business, house business. That's the way she looks at it.
So she knows, she just doesn't want to know the detail of it.
The way that she found out was very unfavourable to me. I'd literally just done my first ever shoot and I didn't want to tell my mum until I was absolutely sure this was what I wanted to do. So I wanted to make sure, because it's not what you want to hear, is it, particularly, you know, "Mummy, guess what," kind of thing. I'm very close with my mum, I love my mum to bits. So I wanted to make sure I was absolutely sure that this is what I wanted to do before I told her, because otherwise you're just possibly causing friction for no reason. And that was taken away from me. Someone else decided to tell my mum before I got the chance to. I don't think that it keeps her up at night, but because she trusts that I'm safe. She trusts me that I know what I'm doing and I'm going to be safe and I'm going to be happy. And if I had any issues, I have him. He's, you know, James is going to look after me. But as long as I can afford to live, my mum's happy. You know, when we were growing up, she said, "I'd be proud of you if you were a dustbin lady."
And well, certainly not a dustbin lady. Do you know what she tells her friends? Because her friends will say, "Oh, how's your little girl doing now?" And most parents like to sort of boast and say, "Well, they're doing this, this, that and the other."
I wouldn't know, and I wouldn't mind if she did. I wouldn't be upset or hurt if she did, because the view of people in my industry, we are underground, we are dark, dank, depraved people who should be locked away and never spoken to by the outside world because, I don't know, we might give them something. I would not blame her if she did have a cover story, but my mum is proud of me because of the person I am, not because of what I do.
James, do your parents know what you do?
Yes, both my mum and dad know what I do. It's kind of opposite to to your family.
Your papa invested, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
he bought a Mac, didn't he?
Bought me my first Mac.
That's a computer.
Yeah.
So your family are quite happy to tell people that my son James is a pornographer or is a film director or what?
I don't think they even go into that much detail. I think they just say he does porn.
Yeah. I don't think they particularly get that there's a difference between filming it and being in it.
No. When Jess and I first got started in it, my parents' opinion were, slightly taken aback because I don't think they expected it. And then very quickly, why not? You know, sex is one of the oldest industries, and just starting your own business, which is what you've always wanted to do. And they've been absolutely fully supportive.
Nothing judgmental at all, because I mean, most parents would be shocked, and they've perhaps not brought you up with the idea that that's what you will do with the education that they've paid for and invested in and all the rest of it.
But my parents know me well enough to know that I've got a good head on my shoulders, and I've always been interested in business. I've always had an interest in pretty ladies, without sounding too seedy. I've always been into photography, and I'm completely self-taught. So this was just a great way to get back into it and get paid to take photos. But yeah, they're absolutely fully supportive. You can't shut my mum up, unfortunately, when she meets you. Sometimes I sort of, mother.
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit of I'm just going to walk away because I know where this is going.
You're standing in the queue at Tesco's
or something.
But she's just
proud, isn't she?
Yeah, she's proud.
And your dad is very proud as well, he's someone you want to make proud.
And at the end of the day, it's a job. It's something that Jessica and I have built from scratch to a successful company, which is growing and expanding. And if you take away the connotations that come along with porn and realise that it is business, then your opinion changes.
What is the level of glamour around the shooting of a porn movie? Is there a bottle of champagne on ice in the corner?
It depends who you work with. With one of our very good friends, she tends to have either that or Grey Goose vodka. But she's a class of her own.
What's it normally like for you if you're taking a filming break? What do you do?
Cup of tea and a cuddle with my puppy.
So the glamour of pornography.
Yeah. I'm not a very glamorous person, to be honest.
Going to tell me you do knitting as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I love knitting, yeah.
You would never knit during a porn shoot, would you?
No, don't be daft.
And do you stop and start? I mean, you know, for most people, just about everybody, the sexual act is an entity in itself. It has a beginning, a middle and an end.
Yeah.
And what you're very often portraying as an actress on screen is that sexual act or variety thereof.
Mm.
Do you do it all in one continuous take, or do you if the things aren't going well, do you stop and start?
No, we stop and start if we have to, but the only reason we would have to is either if the performer wasn't doing what they needed to do or if they needed a break.
Well, there's a few other factors. I mean, sometimes if I'm in the wrong place and I can't get the angle.
Yeah.
Just cut.
But we like to do it all as natural as possible because we don't as much as we tend to cater towards an American market, it's not about that sort of massive boobs and all this. It's more, we want it to be as realistic as possible. We don't want it to, you know, continuations, errors and things like that. We just want it to look smooth, nice, fluid and natural.
And do you ever get the giggles?
Yeah, I did a scene once with one of my best friends, and we have, like, little inside jokes. And I said one of our inside jokes and we were giggling for about 5 minutes, but I like that because, for me, sex is fun, isn't it? This is why we do it, because we enjoy it, not because it's a task. So I really like it when it's fun. I like it when there's a bit of giggling going on.
there will be people listening to our conversation so far who are saying, hang on a minute, we've not really gone to the heart of this and some of the difficult issues. People do say that two classic criticisms of pornography, let's deal with them one at a time, that it debases women, that it turns women into sex objects for the gratification of men.
But women have the right to vote. Women have the right to work. Women have the right to have as many children as they want and have as many children as they want to as many different men as they want. Why is it so wrong that I express my freedom in the way that I choose to? And I'm not saying that every woman should go, if this is what every woman in the world wanted to do, do it. You know, my opinion has always been, let your freak flag fly. Do what you want to do, whatever makes you happy. I spent a lot of years trying to make other people happy, and it just made me miserable. Since starting in this industry, I've become such a, you know, I was sunshine and rainbows before. Now I'm beside myself, aren't I? I'm the person that I remember being when I was younger, before I went through quite a hard time in my life. And I sort of lost that person. And doing this has got me back to who I used to be. And I'm sorry, but if that debases other women, then why don't you just, like, leave me out of it?
If you want to talk about it from a business point of view, technically the best way to think about it is you are selling a product, which I can understand why people would have a problem with that, because it is a very black and white view to have. But at the same time, what the woman is getting out of this is, well, we'll take Jess. Jess can work or not work, depending on how she feels that day when she wakes up. When people buy that magazine with the front cover, it's the guy putting his hand in his pocket and forking over some cash. And if anything, it just makes the guys look more stupid. In this industry and with that scenario, the only person who wins is the woman.
Can we come on to the other thing I was going to say, the sort of the other criticism, which is that actually what you do, because a lot of pornography is consumed by men, obviously, particularly by young men, is that what you do is you unreasonably increase their expectations of sex, so that when they actually come to try and have a fulfilling sexual relationship with a girl or with a woman... Mm. That their expectations are well, it is an argument that's put forward. You know, there's a lot of young lads these days. Let's not pretend, who are not consuming porn online one way or another.
Yeah,
and that it warps their idea of what women are about, and it warps their idea of what sex will be like when they first come to have it.
I think the very simple answer, and this will probably cover your previous question as well, if that's how men are thinking, then they need to just get out more. If you see a cut in a porn movie onto the next scene, there was probably a half-hour break where everyone just de-stressed and chilled out for a minute and had a cigarette and had a coffee or whatever. If you can't realise when you're reading a magazine or watching something online that it is fantasy, then there's something wrong with you. If you watch a movie and think that you're going to get three massive-breasted women at your beck and call, telling you what a fantastic guy you are and boosting your ego, I just don't understand how you can possibly think that that would actually happen.
Are you a regulated industry in any way?
We are self-regulated.
Yeah. Right.
And we are the only industry that is self-regulated to the point where we have health measures. The way we do it is, when you come to a set, if it's bareback...
Yeah.
Condomless sex.
Yeah, condomless sex. We are certed, which means we have been to a sexual health centre, we have had the needle, we've had the swabs, we've had the urine tests, we have a full screen of sexual health, we make sure we're completely clean for everything, yeah, you name it, it's tested for. And the industry put it upon themselves to say a cert can be no older than 28 days. Legally, I could go to a set, not see any certs, not have any certs, and do the scene condomless. But us as an industry have said, we need to protect ourselves. We need to make sure that we're not doing any damage to our performers and potentially to the world. So we have put upon ourselves to get that cert done. I myself go every 2 weeks, not every 3. and we pay for it as well.
Do you, I was going to say, do you get full... Yeah. That must be quite expensive, actually. Do you get full cooperation with from the National Health Service?
Not entirely. It depends which clinic you go to.
Yeah, I have a very good relationship with the people. I go to London. I live in Milton Keynes. I go to London every 2 weeks. All in all, it costs me £100 every 2 weeks to get these certs done. One of the worst things is when you go in and you sit down and they say, how many sexual partners have you had? I'm just like, I work in the industry, right? I'm not going to go through my life history with you. I don't have time for this. Test
you
me.
You don't have time for this.
Yeah, but it's quite frustrating when you go places and they don't seem to want to help.
What more do you want from the health services than you get at the moment?
I think it's education for them, to be honest.
Even though I take all these precautions to make sure I'm safe, they are very judgmental in the NHS. They don't have a lot of time for us because we're always there. You know, they have a lot of time for the people who go out on a Friday night and do something they regret, so go to the clinic on a Monday. But they don't seem to have the patience either. You know, I can sit in the waiting room an hour and a half, 2 hours, I can be waiting, but I'll still go in, sit down, hello, how are you today? And you just don't get the same back.
Do you come in for abuse because of your job?
By who?
I don't know, by people who might disapprove of what you do. I mean, again, I can imagine people listening to our conversation now who are going to be quite angry that we're even broadcasting this interview, let alone talking to someone who works in the porn industry.
I wish these people would talk to me.
Most of fans that get in touch, either via Twitter, Facebook or through the website, you have to physically go out of your way to look for Jessica or that kind of thing. So you're not going to really do that just to insult people. But
some people are very censorious, you know. Some people disapprove and they actively want, presumably, to let you folks in the porn industry know that they disapprove.
And you do get them that will physically go and look for you and tell you what a terrible human being you are.
Jesus is watching.
Is that what you get told?
You get a lot of people who seem to have their moral issues and seem to like to take it out on us. But the people who do nothing but insult, I will not give the time of day to. People who turn around, like you, you're putting out there a few questions that would have some people get a bit annoyed. Why are you asking me if I'm defeminising women and stuff like that? A lot of people get annoyed. Me, I would so much rather you spoke to me about it.
Yeah.
You know, because the only way you're going to learn that I'm not a horrible, seedy, disease-ridden, uneducated woman is by talking to me. And at the end of the day, the only one who's being narrow-minded are the ones that aren't willing to go, well, I don't agree with this, but I'm going to do my research before I start pointing fingers